We're here at Dolores Park in the media activist tent and doing interviews with the participants of today's anti-war rally. And I've got a representative here. Looks like you were speaking on the podium, too, a representative of the FMLN in El Salvador. And there's a connection there between El Salvador and the war in Iraq that's relevant to us.
Yes, my name is Salvador Cordon, and I am the representative and the coordinator of the Farabundo Martin National Liberation Front from El Salvador, here in the Northern California. El Salvador is the only country in Latin America that still has troops in Iraq. There are right now 300 Salvadorian troops in Iraq. But more than that, there's thousands of armed Salvadorians there working for private companies.
Talk about that. I thought as soon as you said that it's probably a mercenary force, and it's probably because there's not enough work and money in El Salvador that people would be out there in Iraq. Is that true? And
yeah,
if it is, talk about the conditions that have brought this on.
Okay. These companies are recruiting pretty heavily in El Salvador. They're offering salaries of $1,700 a month to work as site guards, and $100 a day to work as bodyguards. You know, those salaries are by far much more than what a Salvadorian security guard earns in an entire year. So it's very luring for Salvadorian veterans, war veterans.
Okay, so they're security as opposed to soldiers.
Well, security are former fighting soldiers, but it's not active soldiers. Okay.
Right.
Apart from the truth that they're hiring people who have experience working with the police, former National Guards, and former soldiers. During the war, the 12-year-old war in El Salvador, many elite battalions were trained by the School of the Americas in the latest counterinsurgency tactics, and they had a lot of experience there. So Salvadoran troops are pretty well in demand for this kind of war. They even were hiring for Colombia, like helicopter flyer pilots and land troops from El Salvador. They mercenary from El Salvador were very used. They were used a lot in Colombia, and now it's Iraq. These companies are recruiting more actively in countries such as Colombia, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and El Salvador. All of these are countries that have recent wars. So they make a large pool of experienced military who are very skilled in repressive counterinsurgency tactics. So, and that's what they're using. This is part of what the Pentagon used to call the Salvadorian option for Iraq. As regular troops weren't given the results they wanted, they're trying to implement a plan that same that they did in El Salvador, that with a lot of underground paramilitary groups that start killing civilians and popular leaders and blaming each other for the killings. So they create a political havoc in the country, and they get advantage of that.
Interesting. So once you create soldiers, they're going to fight somewhere.
Yeah.
And
that's all they can do.
The other thing, in considering migration, the Central American Free Trade Agreement was briefly in the news because Costa Rica just passed it, but a one-year report has shown that obviously that's hurt El Salvador and the other countries around and bringing on more migration and more poverty. So talk about some of the issues around that and other U.S. foreign policy issues in El Salvador that are leading to the conditions you're talking about, and what's being done to try to stand up for justice.
El Salvador has become the model country for the implementation of neoliberal economic policies. So there's been a lot of privatizations there. They privatized the retirement funds. They want to privatize the social security, the health, water, everything. As a result of that, there's a lot less services for the people there. There's no jobs. As a result of CAFTA, some maquilas have closed. The public sector, the government sector that used to have a lot of workers working for the government is fighting people, is reducing. That's part of the neoliberal model. So there's a lot of unemployment in El Salvador. There's no industrial production. So the only thing that keeps the economy, Salvadorian economy alive is the remittances that Salvadorians from the U.S. send.
Is that the number one single product or service in the economy? Is the money that people go
that
out?
That is the number one single. Yeah, in 2005, those are the latest numbers I have. They were reported $3.5 billion coming as remittances in El Salvador. What is very interesting about this is that from governmental sources and some polls that they took about the people who send money to El Salvador, what the people actually sent to El Salvador wasn't even a billion. It was like 9,000 million, something like that. It wasn't even a billion. So there was like a billion and a half that wasn't accounted. We believe, the FMLN believes, that that's laundering money. That's part of how they clean the money.
Okay, so they're kind of taking some of that out, too.
Yep, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. One of the other things, don't get a lot of news here about El Salvador, but when we do get it, people standing up for that midnight vote against CAFTA and meeting heavy repression. There were strikes, I think, against the healthcare privatization, but it went through anyway. It sounds like people don't have a lot of right to dissent or a lot of right to any say in what the government does. What's being done in El Salvador to try to fight the conditions and work for better conditions over there internally? What's the people's struggle
mostly
right
now? There's a very strong social movement that is rapidly increasing. And people spontaneously, they take over the streets and start demanding their rights. So there's a lot of social activity there. And the FMLN, which is the largest revolutionary party in the only left-wing party in the country, one of the largest revolutionary parties in the whole Latin America, is really leading these kind of actions. And also is trying to help from some, trying to introduce some reforms in Salvadorian Congress. We have deputies in Salvadorian Congress. And now we think there's going to be presidential and mayor and Congress elections in 2009. Everybody's going to be voted on. So those upcoming elections are very important for El Salvador. We have a good chance of winning this election. And right now, we here in the United States are trying to bring El Salvador again into the U.S. agenda because we want the U.S., the people of the U.S. and some supporters in Congress here in the U.S. to guarantee that if we win the elections, we're going to get into power, because last time they wouldn't allow the left to take.
What happened last time?
Well, last time they introduced a fear campaign. The U.S. ambassador in El Salvador, Jeff Bush, went to El Salvador, and a lot of right-wingers from the United States went to El Salvador, and they still fearing the people, saying that if we won the election, if the FMLN won the election, no remittances were going to be sent there, and that there were going to be more deportations here. El Salvadorians sent back to El Salvador.
So the exact same thing that happened a few weeks ago in the CAFTA election,
exactly,
where they came right out
exactly
the day before and said, you either vote this in or you're losing all trip, that type of thing.
Fear campaigns have proven to be very effective. So this time we want to be ready here to try to counter that kind of campaign, that it's going to come.
Right, so you have to fight the U.S. government to get in
power, too.
Last question, what was your message up on the podium to the large crowd that was out there?
Our main message to the people here is that this war can only be stopped here in the United States by the people of the United States. And the rest of the world, we have our hopes, we have the certainty that the people of the United States are going to make this movement grow, and they're going to carry on the struggle until they stop the war.
Great. Okay, well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the work. It sounds like a tough struggle.
All right. Thank you.